He spoke several phrases Eddie could not understand, then one he could. "So come forth, ye child of Roderick! Ye spoiled, ye lost, and make your bow before me, Roland, son of Stephen, of the line of Eld." For a moment there was nothing. Eddie opened the Ford's trunk and brought Roland his gun. Roland strapped it on without so much as a glance at Eddie, let alone a word of thanks. Perhaps 30 seconds went by. Eddie opened his mouth to speak. Before he could, the dusty roadside foliage began to shake. A moment or two later, the misbegotten thing reappeared. It staggered with its head lowered. On the front of its robe was a large wet patch. Eddie could smell the reek of a sick thing's urine, wild and strong. Yet it made a knee and raised one misshapen hand to its forehead, a doomed gesture of fealty that made Eddie feel like weeping.
"Hail, Roland of Gilead! Roland of Eld! Will you show me some sigil, dear?"
In a town called River Crossing, an old woman who called herself Aunt Talitha had given Roland a silver cross on a fine-link silver chain. He'd worn it around his neck ever since. Now he reached into his shirt and showed it to the kneeling creature. A slow mutie, dying of radiation sickness, Eddie was quite sure. And the thing gave a cracked cry of wonder.
"Would you have peace at the end of your course, thou child of Roderick? Would he have the peace of the clearing?"
"Aye, my dear,"
it said, sobbing, then added a great deal more in some gibberish tongue Eddie couldn't understand. Eddie looked both ways along Route 7, expecting to see traffic. This was the height of the summer season, after all, but spied nothing in either direction. For the moment, at least, their luck still held.
"How many of you are there in these parts?"
Roland asked, interrupting the walk-in. As he spoke, he drew his revolver and raised that old engine of death until it lay against his shirt.